Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims and joining us this morning, Julie Rachels, founder and CEO of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview. Julie, you've been on the show probably two or three times in the past and more good news to share today. Always great to have you with us. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, John. I appreciate being here.
Don't forget, InFocus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/InFocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Julie, as it has been for everybody, it's been a very interesting 4 or 5 months since the COVID. Has it been that long? Let's see, March, April, May. Yeah, about 5 months, more or less, since the COVID-19 pandemic hit. You've been affected by that as much as anyone. But a little later on, we'll share some of the good news that's come out of that. Right now, let's set the scene as we always do. What is Hartisans Marketplace? A little bit of history, your mission, who you are, what you do, whom you help, and why you do it.
Hartisans Marketplace is a job readiness program for women in the local community. We are the ACT Work Keys site, which gives the women a National Career Readiness Certificate. And we also cover all of the essential skills that they need, no matter what career field that they are going into. And that encompasses a lot of things like teamwork and business communications, productivity, time management, all those things that are it's just going to make them a better employee, like I said, no matter what field they're going into. Most women, while they're with us, we address all of their legal issues, their medical, dental, vision, because probably 99% of the women that are referred into our program are considered homeless. They're coming to us referrals from other nonprofits that are one-year programs or just regular, what we consider regular homeless places for women to go to, safe places like Highway 80 Women and Family, mm-hmm. House of Hope, Women's Shelter, but churches, the probation department, families might have a daughter that's had to move back home through no fault of her own, maybe a death of a husband or a divorce, any situation that puts her just at risk where she might have to move back home and is considered homeless, whether she has children or doesn't have children, and just needs to know how to get back into the workforce. And that's what our program is for, us to help her do that.
Mm-hmm. And basically, you're a job readiness program mm-hmm. with another component coming that we'll talk about a little bit later in the show, mm-hmm. and also a retail outlet. And what these women do, I understand, basically is they learn job skills largely through manufacturing different products that you sell in your retail store. And I know there's a lot more to it than that, but that's, I guess, really kind of the best I can do on short notice in the way of a one- or two-sentence thumbnail, right?
Right. Hartisans really is comprised of two parts. One part is our job readiness program and why we exist. The other part is a main source of our funding, and it also is it includes the community. Our slogan is Love Serves, and so how we do that, how we make that happen, serving in love, is we encourage our community to serve with us with their gifts and talents. And they run our all of our different manufacturing studios, what we call manufacturing studios. What now the buzzword more is make studios. It's where we make items, and we do that through our sewing and quilting and embroidery and monogramming and vinyl personalization, letterpress printing, handwork, and then our manufacturing kitchen, where we make anything with a recipe or formula. And that includes things like our, we make a line of natural health and beauty products, mm-hmm. natural home cleaning products, cookie mixes, soup mixes, dip mixes, candles, just anything you can think of that has a recipe or formula. And so volunteers from our community come and plug in all throughout Hartisans. And if they're down in that part of our experience, it's they're plugging in with their gifts and talents. They might also be up in the job training, mentoring or tutoring, transportation to different things, to job interviews. They might even be coming from our community to help with mock interviews. HR managers come in and do those things for us. So we try to include our community in all aspects of Hartisans. But those studios, they give products into our retail shop. And two-thirds of our funding comes from the sale of products in our retail shop.
Mm-hmm.
So that's huge to us, that people come and shop with us in our retail shop, or they order with us online, or however they shop with us. That is a major source of our funding to run our program.
Mm-hmm. You're located at 112 West Methven Street in Longview, Suite C. Phone number is 903-431-1188. Website, easy to remember, HartisansMarketplace.com, HartisansMarketplace, all one word, .com. And your hours, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Friday and then Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Your history is very interesting to me as I was checking your website, and you basically got this project up and going with a lot of help, a lot of partners, admittedly. But tell us just a little bit about how it all got started. And this goes back, maybe 7 or 8 years, I believe?
It does. In the summer of 2013, a friend of mine who works for Buckner Family and Children, mm-hmm. they were tasked with, she was tasked with alleviating poverty in our area. And as she called me and we talked about that, we were just like, oh my goodness, how in the world could we even start, or how could we start? She had asked me to teach a healthy living class at an apartment complex in Longview that was really a low, low income. And so for mm-hmm. that summer, that was what I did. I taught women healthy living, healthy cooking. We did Bible study, exercised, got to know our community, that kind of thing. And really all summer, all I heard was women wanting to know how to get out of those apartments. And a lot of it was systemic, just poverty, generational poverty, that they had just been there for generation after generation. And so as we looked at the situation, it was, well, you know, you need a job, and you might need some more education. And so fast forward, I mean, it just, Hartisans just came out of that. It was surveying women in our church at the time, and the number one thing was they liked arts and crafts. And so it was, how do we put these things together? How do we involve the community? But how do we help women with job training and more education? Most of the women that come out of our program not only go to work in our community, but a lot of them go to college, or they go to further certification, which helps them continue to move up in their career field. So, you know, that's just key. So we just started working with women in that regard, and Hartisans was born that next year as a 501c3, and we started working with women in January of 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, in 2019, the end of 2019, we graduated 22 women last year out of our program, 18 the year before, and women that are now working in our community and you know, and becoming independent women supporting their own families with a career choice.
You bet. Julie Rachel's our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Julie, the CEO and founder of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview. And in just a minute or two or three, we want to get to some of the challenges that you've been facing with COVID-19 and how you've met them and how some pleasant surprises have actually come out of that. But first of all, walk us through. A woman comes into your program. Can you kind of give us a quick rundown of from start to finish, just what it's like for this particular woman transitioning from where she was to where she is when she actually graduates?
Most women are with us. It's a self-paced program, but we do start a group at a time, and they might completely finish within 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
They are in our program Monday through Thursday from 8 to 4, and they consider it school and work. Their day is scheduled. They're in our computer lab, and then also rotating down in through our studios, doing hands-on work skills, but they are working on their ACT work keys and preparing for the work keys tests. We are the only other test site in our area besides Kilgore College for the work keys testing,
mm-hmm.
Which is a national career readiness certificate.
Right.
But a woman that comes to us, she's referred, and she comes through our application process, and then when she starts with the new class, She is, you know, we evaluate her as to what her legal issues are, everything about her. We're a holistic, and we are a Christian organization. So they start their day with breakfast and devotional, and we have an in-depth Bible study one morning a week. And then all through the day, they are working on their work keys, preparing for the test. Those usually take takes them that whole 2 months usually to get ready for that test. But they're going throughout their day working on lessons in math and in reading and in what we call locating information, all the things that they'll be testing on in the final test to get that certificate. And we have tutors that come in and help them as well. So their day is full. They are busy. We feed them breakfast and lunch every day, and their day is completely full with classes. Might be in budgeting, different things that we bring in from the community. So not only are they doing their individual work on the computer, getting ready for their testing, but they are also attending joint classes as well. Plus, we address all their legal issues, so we might be going to court with them. Mm-hmm. They have eye exams. And that's done by Longview Eye Associates. Sarah Ward, one of our board members, provides that service for us. Dental, all the dentists in Longview have partnered with us, and so we have all their dental work done. Anything that they need so that they can go into the workforce and be confident going into the workforce when they leave us. So.
Julie Rachels, CEO and founder of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Hartisans Marketplace, 112 West Methven in Longview. Website, hartisansmarketplace.com. Great website, by the way. It's all on there.
Thanks.
What you missed this morning, what we're not able to cover, or if you have to run into the kitchen and check the stove and miss part of the program, it's all on the website. And just a lot of information on that website about basically what Julie and I are talking about this morning and how you can be a part of it. We'll get into that a little bit later in the show. Now let's move into some of the issues that have emerged since the middle of March, the Ides of March. I don't know a better way to put it. We all remember March 13th through the 15th, thereabouts. That's when everything started to shut down because of COVID-19. Hartisans Marketplace, no exception. You were shut down from March 15th to May 15th. There was no program for these women in need during that entire time. Fortunately, in the two-plus months since then, you've been able to get things up and going again, at first on a limited basis, but you're getting back to normal, and I think maybe you're even going to be doing a little expanding, which we can talk about later in the show. But did I hear you right before we went to air? Did you say sales? You had to do all your sales online because your shop was closed. Mm-hmm. Sales online were better than if you had been open. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Right. We are blessed. Two things kind of happened to us. We looking back now at it, we see how God was preparing us all last year for what happened to us this year. We knew we wanted to start our phase two this year, and that was going to take extra funding. And so we were trying to look at our sales and how we could increase our sales, and we knew we needed to really go online with our sales as well, and try to reach outside of our Longview area better. All last year, we spent doing our database and inputting all of our inventory and preparing to go online this year. And so when it hit that we were going to have to close down, immediately we were able to implement what we were going to do this year. And so that week we had to shut down. We went online sales, and we were able to get out the word to all of our the people that we send out our newsletter to, our weekly newsletter, which is about 1,600 people in our area and around. So people were so good to just jump on and shop with us online since everybody was closed. That's about how you could shop. And so our sales just rocketed, and everybody was shopping online with us, and we were doing curb pickup immediately and deliveries and shipping. And so we were just blown away by the support from our community during that time, because we do have four employees that I wanted to keep employed. And so we were able to keep them employed and just fill orders. And our program director was helping us put in descriptions on items on our website, on our online sales. And she was keeping up with all of our program participants that had graduated, plus the ones that were fixing to start in the program, and then we couldn't mm-hmm. start it. So she was staying in touch with them. Our volunteer coordinator, all of our volunteers, we averaged about 1,400 plus volunteer hours a month. And so she could work from home and just continue to keep our volunteers engaged. We have a lot of older volunteers, and so she was able to set up conference calls, and it was a fun thing. She had all kinds of things going with our volunteers, even though they were having to be home and isolated themselves, where they didn't feel so isolated, and they knew we cared about them still, not just because they volunteered with us, but we really care about them and their lives too. And so she was able to do that. Our operations manager and I worked on the online things, and our volunteer, employee that runs our sewing and quilting, we transitioned immediately into making masks for our community. Mm-hmm. And so we did hundreds and hundreds of masks that went to our healthcare workers and the cancer center and just everywhere, the police department, the fire department, everywhere that we heard that they needed masks. We even gave away to people if they called. And so that's all we were doing, was just sewing masks and trying to get masks out while we were filling orders online. And we did not charge for our masks at all. So we just filled them, whether they were a person that needed a mask or it was a healthcare worker. And so we did that for pretty much the first 5 to 6 weeks. And then when masks started being readily available, you could purchase them, then we put them on our website and started selling them to individuals, but we didn't sell them. We still gave them to the healthcare. So we were shut down for those 2 months, and our sales were greater than if we'd have been open and normal. It was just amazing how our community just really responded in supporting local businesses. And so we were so thankful. And also April, we don't do fundraisers. And so the only thing we do is April is our giving month.
Uh-huh.
And so we usually send out a letter to our donors that have donated in the past. And we just tell stories of the women that have been in our program and some graduates and kind of what we're doing, an update. And usually just that's the way that we do our fundraising, and have that once a year. So we did not do that in April because we did not feel good about, you know, asking people for money when things were so up in the air for everybody, you know, with nobody knowing what was going on. And so we were just so totally blessed with people just shopping with us and keeping us afloat. And so just really grateful, you know, that God knew what was going to happen this year and we didn't, but he prepared us all last year for what was going to come this year. And we just know that that's why we were just totally blessed and able to do what needed to be done immediately. And then when we opened back up, our retail sales went to nothing, but our in-store sales have just blown us away. I mean, it's just been, for the summer, usually summer is our lowest sales months in store because people are vacationing and going and doing, and they're not home a lot. But our sales in our store have just been phenomenal, and people coming in and shopping. And we are so grateful to our community for the support that they have given us, and it's kept us going. And now our program's back up and running, and so just a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, Julie Rachels, CEO and founder of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview, our guest this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Hartisans at 112 West Methven in Longview. Website, HartisansMarketplace.com. Give them a call if you want, 903-431-1188. Starting May 15th, your program went back up. It started slow. Is it back to normal now, or are you getting there, or even going to expand some?
Almost. We're almost back up. We're still having to limit just because of social distancing, because we do have tutors and mentors that come in and sit between the girls in the stations helping them. So, you know, we had to spread them out a little bit more. So, hopefully with the next class, we just started a new class this week. We graduated one last Friday and then started a new group this week. And so maybe by the next group that we start, we'll be back up at full capacity and even more.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really great.
And in the meantime, you tell me what you would like along, and this is, you know, every little silver lining, every little bit of good news that we can get out of the COVID-19 pandemic, we will gladly take. And it sounds like you've had more than your share.
Mm-hmm.
So you just don't ever know about those things. Online sales, you want to bring those back up again. So this is a good opportunity for you to pitch that. You know, tell people, just if you want to encourage folks to shop online, that way you can. I guess most of your business comes from right in or around Longview, maybe elsewhere in East Texas, but you want to expand that. And of course, once you're online, you can go all over the world with it.
Right. And that's really what I'm so thankful for today, to be able to reach out to the Tyler community and all the surrounding communities to us, because our Longview area, they'll come in and shop. And so, you know, when we are shut down, they still shopped with us online, and and we did well. But now that the Longview group can come in and shop with us, they are doing that. And so we don't have any online sales. So we would really like to get out away from Longview with our online sales. And people that in Longview that have sent gifts out of state or to different people that we've shipped all over, those people are now ordering with us and online because they have received some of our products. So we just really would appreciate any shopping online with the surrounding community. Because we do shop anywhere. I mean, we can ship anywhere in the U.S. So, and we ship usually the same day they order. It's usually really quick.
I may have misspoken. I said all around the world. Are you limited in what you can do outside the borders of the United States?
We really haven't done anything outside of, you know, any international at all. We've done just all through the United States.
Well, that's a lot of territory.
It's a lot of territory, and we have shipped all over.
Okay.
And that's really been neat to see. And we put we specialize notes inside the box and make it really special because we're large, but we're small enough that we can make it very personal. So
you bet, Julie Rachel, CEO and founder of Hartisans Marketplace in Longview, on In Focus this morning. I'm John Sims. A few minutes left in the show. Let's take a minute now to talk about what's coming up. For the last five and a half years, you've had your job readiness program, a lot of success with that, but soon you're going to be beginning phase two, and that is your aftercare program. Tell us all about that. I think that's the first time that's come up in the times that you and I have visited.
It has, and this is something that over the 6 years we've been open, where we've seen the greatest need is. The need of the job readiness program is meeting the need we wanted it to meet, and it's helping women get in the workforce. But what we've seen is women, as they graduated out of our program, and like I said, most of our women are considered homeless. They're starting over. And so they're going to work, and a lot of them are going to college or getting more certifications along the way. But they've come to us from living in a group setting a lot of times where there might be 50 to 60 women, you know, all living together with kids and everything else. And so they're not in that place anymore. They're past that.
Right.
And so they don't really have that need anymore. But they have no savings. We're still working with them on transportation. Things like that a lot of us take for granted, that have been working, you know, all of our lives, those are not issues that we face, but they're starting over. And so a lot of times they have to go back into a living environment that just doesn't fit them anymore.
Yeah.
And so we want them to be in a community where they are independent as adults, but they still have access to the services that we provide that they need, like help with budgeting. They get budgeting courses while they're with us, but they don't have any money. So, you know, when it's different when you have money versus you don't have money and you're trying to budget. So once they start getting a paycheck, then it's like, okay, now let's show you the practical way of how you budget with your expenses. But we want them to be in a community environment where they might be in an apartment on their own or a duplex or where they have just their family, where they're learning how to care for their own home and all the responsibilities of that, with an escalating rent that as they, over the next year to 2 years, are ready to move out in the community and be really truly independent without any help, that they've got some savings under them. They've worked into a vehicle with transportation. And a lot of times we have vehicles donated to us, but we can't give her that car because she doesn't have in her budget yet gas, maintenance, insurance, all the things that come along with a car. So we might still be helping her get to work on the bus or picking her up if it's after bus hours. And so a lot of those issues resolve themselves with having her own transportation. But until she can work that into her budget, it's not feasible. So we want to have a phase two that they're still connected to us for counseling, and for budgeting and for Bible study and for that just community environment, that the support is there so that one little thing, because sometimes one little thing can happen and it sets them all the way back.
Mm-hmm.
And they just feel like they're just defeated. And they're not. They do have a community around them that still wants to walk beside them. They have to do the work, but we'll come along beside them going, okay, let's figure this out. Let's look at this and help them weigh those pros and the cons so that they're making decisions. A lot of times they're coming to us from environments that they're not allowed to make decisions. They don't control their life.
Yeah.
And we want them to have that control, but they have to learn how to make decisions again and weigh those pros and cons and realize it's okay to make a mistake,
mm-hmm.
but some mistakes are, some mistakes can just be alleviated just by looking at it and having somebody help you talk through it.
Okay.
So that's what we want. We want a phase two.
Any time frame on when that would be up and going?
Oh, soon. We're doing it soon. And we will be, since we didn't have our April giving month, we are going to do that in August. And we will be sending out our donor letters and encouraging people to donate to us so that we can continue to move down that path. With being shut down and everything, we were so concerned because everything we had put back to do our phase two, we were afraid we were going to have to just tap into all of it and really kind of be back at phase one again. And God blessed us. We didn't have to. So we're ready and poised to just launch phase two still this year, which was our goal. And so now we're asking the community to partner with us to see phase two start and really kick it off this year to where, that we look at, apartments. We had 22 graduate last year, and we've got them everywhere. I mean, we're trying to track them and help them in different apartment complexes and different rooms for rent and just everything. And we want to bring them together and have them together for at least a year to 2 years after they graduate from our phase one program so that we can launch them out then really, really stable with some savings under them and ready to go out
mm-hmm.
on their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Julie, as we get ready to wrap up the show in a minute or two, several things. How can you help? You can shop, obviously, as a lot
yes.
of people already do. You can donate. I know you mentioned sending out donor letters. I believe there's an online donation option as well. What about volunteers? I guess people can call if they're interested in this and want to volunteer as mentors or what have you.
Yes, our volunteer, we base so much on volunteer. We can't do what we do without our volunteer base. And so many of our volunteers have had to back away because of COVID and because mm-hmm. of their age or health factors with themselves or with their family. And so we've just been really blessed that we've had a lot of people that have been out, like teachers, school teachers that have not been able to be teaching. They've been coming down and helping us volunteer with their teenage kids, sons and daughters. So that's really helped us a lot. But you can always volunteer with us, sign up to come volunteer throughout Hartisans. And our volunteer coordinator, Julie Lynn, we have an interactive online volunteer form on our website, and you can fill that out, and it goes to Julie Lynn, and that lets her know kind of where your gifts and talents are and when you're available.
Mm-hmm. About a minute left in the show. Don't forget to shop online, by the way.
Yes.
The website, www.hartisansmarketplace.com. And that's just about all the time we have. But to briefly wrap it up here, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus. Been talking to Julie Rachels, Hartisans Marketplace, a 501c3 nonprofit and unique gift shop located in downtown Longview. I'm stealing that right off the website, whose mission is to provide a customized job readiness program to unemployed women living in the local community. Julie, always great to have you join us. Best of luck with everything that you're doing with Hartisans Marketplace. And thanks for dropping by and visiting with us this morning.
Thank you so much, John. Thank you for letting me share with about Hartisans.
You bet. Julie Rachels, Hartisans Marketplace, our guest this morning. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again next week, as always, on In Focus.